Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were talking about those who are concerned over all the people killed in the name of religion, and yet ignore the millions killed under tyrannical leaders, or the babies that are killed through abortion. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, Jesus dies and died for his worshipers. But notice this man. What a difference in Revelation 13, verses 14 through 18. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, just a few things about that passage. That's talking about a world religious leader that rises up and tells the world to worship this beast. And as many that won't worship that beast, they're to be put to death. Now, Christ, again, died for his worshipers, but in this case, he kills those who won't worship him. That is, the Antichrist kills those that won't worship the Antichrist. And they must receive this mark. They can't buy, sell, or trade without it. And that mark, what is it? Well, we're told it's one of three things. That, in verse 17, it says, unless he had the mark, that is, the seal or the symbol, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. We're told that the number is 666. So a person will have in their hand or in their forehead a number, 666, or the name of this beast, or his mark. Just like you see the presidential seal on the pulpit when a president gets up and speaks before the nation, and you see the seal of the president of the United States. That's his seal. Well, that's what the idea there is of mark. And so you'll see that the mark, or his name, or the number of his name is what Revelation teaches. It's one of those three. Revelation 13:7, it says of the Antichrist, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now, there will be people to get saved after the rapture. Not peoples we will see later that get saved, that had a chance to be saved during this period that you and I are in, and they passed it up and would not get saved. God's going to send them strong delusion. But there are many who will have not heard, will have never been under conviction of the Holy Spirit, and they will get saved after the rapture. But then for them to get saved, it will cost them their head. Here it says, and it's given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So he makes war with saved people, and overcomes them. He puts the two witnesses of Revelation 11 to death, and the world rejoices. They even send gifts to one another. And isn't it interesting how the world says, oh, religion's the cause of all the wars and the death? And they say, oh, look back there during the Inquisition. Millions upon millions died, and that's true. And then they also talk about the Islamic wars and the millions that died from under the hand of the Islamics over those many years. And even today, wars involving Islam and others. But why is it they ignore the secular? For an example, look at the millions who died under Hitler. Look at the millions upon millions upon millions who died under Lenin and Stalin. And actually, the secularist has killed 2 billion, now 2 billion, mind you, babies through abortion. And those are human lives. That's what secularism does. It's not, in my opinion, it is not civil. It is not refined. It is barbaric. And so, the world rejoices over killing people that preach to them the truth. Now, have you considered that although some will be saddened that they are left behind, many will be glad. Today, many well-known church leaders, media preachers, and personalities say good things about other religions, and they compromise. And all their ire is for the fundamentalists. And they'll rejoice in the tribulation when those 2 fundamental witnesses will be killed. So yes, we see the prophesied opposition, which John says the spirit of that type of opposition is already now in the world. And that's why you see the attacks coming from even religious people against preachers that preach the truth, that call sin, sin, and call right, right. And that comes as a result of that. But now let's look at the prophesying oratory of verse 5. Where it says there, yet remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So he's putting them in remembrance. Now sometimes people ask, why do you preach so much on a certain subject? It might be prophecy, it might be holiness, it could be repentance, the gospel, separation, and on we could go. Well, as a pastor, I'm instructed by God in His holy word to do those things. In 1 Timothy 4:6, which is following verses 1 through 5, it speaks of the last days. And it says there in verse 6 that if I'm a good minister, that I will put them in remembrance of these things. Peter said that he would put the people in remembrance, although they knew these things already. And so it is the pastor's responsibility not to just preach it once, but to preach it over and over again. Let it soak in. It has been said often, repetition is the best teacher. Paul and the mission team with the church at Thessalonica, they were there only 3 weeks. Now, I believe they taught many hours through the day, but they were there for 3 weeks. They led people to Christ, and they taught them daily during those 3 weeks. And by this account that we're reading now, evidently, he was teaching this church prophecy. As a matter of fact, the imperfect tense here in this passage, in this verse, shows many times. As a Holy Spirit-led man, he did this at God's leading. He taught new believers in his discipling of them about the rapture, about the tribulation to come, and the coming millennium. Now, Christians should know more about the realities of heaven. Did you know that some will be ashamed? They'll be saved so as by fire at his appearing? According to 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, and 1 John 2:28. Jesus said in Revelation 3 that it was the overcomers that would sit down in his throne with him, in his personal throne, that is. Not everybody that's in heaven is going to sit in that throne. Not everybody that's in heaven is going to have crowns. Some will be saved so as by fire. Now, the lowest man in heaven is going to be better off than the greatest guy in hell, but nonetheless, he has shame. I don't think that we really grasp how great that shame is. I read Revelation 21, where the tears are dried from their eyes, but that's after the thousand-year millennium. We've been in heaven over 1,000 years, and I think there's going to be some tears in heaven for some time, up until after the white throne judgment, and then he wipes the tears from our eyes. Have you considered, as Daniel chapter 12 speaks of those that turn men to righteousness, shall shine as the stars forever? And turning others to righteousness is not saying how many people I got to receive Christ. Maybe like Noah, and only 8 people received Christ in 120 years. Turning many to righteousness is showing them the way of salvation, turning them to Christ. They still have to make the decision. I can't make a decision for them. They have to make a decision, but my responsibility is to turn them to righteousness. And then we shine as the stars forever. So let's reiterate this saving gospel to a lost and dying world. Let's reiterate to them that Jesus Christ is coming again, that he's coming again soon. Let's be his witness, my friend. And yes, there may be a cost. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That matter is clear. And that may include you, may include me. But let us stand true. Now, let's look at verses 6 and 7, and we see the prophecy's overseer. There it says, "And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way." Now, what withholdeth and what letteth? Now, I need you to understand, withhold and letteth are the same Greek word. Satan does not know the day or the time of the rapture. Like us, he can know when it's near, maybe even at the doors. The reasons that we've had over the years, a Hitler, a Stalin, a Hussein, a bin Laden, the reason that we've had those is Satan never knows when the time is going to be, and so he prepares men in every generation. The what that withholdeth and letteth is the Holy Spirit. Now, it is the Holy Spirit that withholdeth the Antichrist from being revealed in his time. The word now shows that they knew what kept the Antichrist from being revealed until God's time. This is although the mystery of iniquity is already at work. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.